Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzani. You're tuning into the UAlf Revolution, Instant Awakenings, and I just want to thank everybody for being here and being part of this incredible expanding dialogue. The UAlf Revolution, what happens here is really quite amazing because I have things come across my path, people, the latest breakthroughs in consciousness, because I believe that each of us set this intention for a world that we want to live in. We set this intention for a way that we want to be in the world, a way that our bodies want to respond to the planet, be in alignment, be in health, be in vitality, be in a certain energetic frequency or structure that we know is our God-given birthright. And it's kind of funny because things come into my path and I take them in and I'll give everything a incredible like amount of faith and I'll use it. And this is exactly what happened to me. Our guest today is an incredible researcher and inventor and an incredibly transformative person just to be around and talk to. His name is Clayton Nolte, and he discovered something very powerful about water, and we're going to be talking about it and how the awakened magic of structured water is not only a way to more health, to more vitality, to more abundant things like crops that have been demonstrated, it's also a way to expand past the multidimensional gates or doorways of the third dimension, or I should say the unidimensional doorways of the third dimension, and really expand out. We're going to be talking about all of this and what I've discovered. And so what I would love for all of you to do, share this with your friends and family. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/now. And what I believe is these things tend to come into my path because each of us, we are molding what this truth of UAlf is. And as you came forward and put out this energy that there is something energetically in our world, in our water, in our air, in our environment that is off, we want to bring it back into alignment, these things came into my world. Now, what did I do? Well, the funniest thing, Rika Zimmerman, who so many of you know, actually sent me a gift, and it was one of these incredible inventions from Clayton Nolte. And so I started using it. It was actually over the Christmas period on my boys and myself. And usually we get sick, and so my first thought was I really do not want anyone to get sick over Christmas, and we had a lot of things going on, so we used it, all of us, and even on my newborns, and nobody ever got sick that Christmas, and we've been totally good. Now, I just today decided I want to do another experiment with this, and I've been using it on and off, and so just today I actually started with this, and I'm going to talk with Clayton about this, and I did something and began to use it again, and so I'll share what happened. You'll hear about it on the call. Just know that today, because of what I'm doing, I'm in a very different vibration than I am every other day. I'm way more expanded, way more multidimensional, so things that come up on this call, the benefit for everybody to be all the way to the end is the vibration is going to be very different, and by being on this call, you're going to feel some things. So I know we're going to want to get started. This is going to be a true journey and a very exciting call. So let's ask a question. Did you know that the water you actually drink has an effect on consciousness, and it can actually affect your body physically, mentally, multidimensionally, and affect many more things, such as everyone else down the chain that drinks that water? And in the other side of it, I guess the reverse is, you actually are affected by what's been in the water, what's touched the water, what's gone through the water, and what the water's gone through before it's actually reached you. And you'll hear about that. Clayton Nolte is the founder of Natural Action Technologies, Inc. It is a research and a research company. He is a researcher and an inspired inventor of life-transforming water structuring technologies. He spent the last 40 years exploring physics, math, and the properties of water and the effects it has on life, individuals' lives, lives on Earth, crops, research, every different area. He's been reviewing this, and the results have been astounding. During Clayton's research, he noticed that nature's own nature's own water, nature's own structured water. Yes, there is a natural water that is structured, unlike a lot of the water that we have. It has a unique recurring phenomenon of appearing where no water should. And with an innate desire to emulate this for more in-depth studies and also the expansion of human consciousness, Clayton traveled into the inner world of water and has brought forward a dynamic line of discoveries and water structuring methods. His company is currently manufacturing these 14 different water structuring methods and through units, and they are numerous technologies. And if you've ever really gotten to plug into somebody who is not just a master at one level of knowing, but so many others, and you begin to hear where this knowledge goes, you will feel tingles, you'll feel things expand, you'll be very excited that you made it here today. So let's send Clayton Nolte a huge amount of love. He definitely is one of the UOS Revolution's family, and this is his first visit. Let's send him that love on the count of three. One, two, and three. Clayton, welcome to the UOS Revolution Instant Awakenings.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here to give you an insight into the simple water that you consume every day.
I want to begin with a question, because I've done a lot of research on you. I have the unit here. I started using it and then started doing research. And one of the things that you talk about is structured energy as being different than possibly just regular old energy. What is structured energy?
Structured energy basically is bringing about a balance. Everything in nature is in balance. And balance brings harmony. It brings honor. It brings truth. And so when you structure water, it brings water into a perfect balance. And that perfect balance aligns you with not only your health, your well-being. It also addresses several other attributes of increasing your ability to learn, to be more full and complete in your life, in your health, in your well-being.
I've heard you relate this structured energy, or how this is created, to a concept of flow. And I know that, you know, water does flow. We're going to talk about that. But what is flow, and why is that important in this discussion?
Well, basically, in a mountain stream, and when you talk about water, in nature's water, nature's structured water is the natural hydrological cycle, where water evaporates, goes up into the atmosphere, and comes back as rain. Probably back about 30 or 40 years, maybe 50 years, the water coming back as rain was significantly improved upon. It had no memory, so it came back in a perfect form. Today, the atmosphere is very, very, strained by toxins. And so when the water comes down as rain and or snow, it assimilates those toxins. In nature, in a mountain stream, the snow melts, comes down a mountain stream. As the water moves over the rocks and all the curvatures of the stream, it is structured. And so the way structuring occurs is called a vortex. The water spins. When the water comes against a side or a rock in the stream, it causes the water to spin. And that spin to the left or to the right is a vortex. And one turn of the water basically detoxes all the toxins. It neutralizes all the toxins energetically in the water. So I say this to people, you know, if you want to detox, simply just stand up, put your arms out, and turn your body one time to the right, and all the toxins right. will come to your skin. It will come out your armpits. It will come out places where you've had trauma. If you turn your body to the left, all the toxins have to go to the center of your body and go out your elimination system. In in structuring, what structuring, in from my point of view, is balance. The water is simultaneously being structured, or let's say spun, into the left and to the right simultaneously. So it puts it in a very unique, perfect balance. And that balance brings about significant attributes within every living and non-living place that the water goes. Everywhere it goes, it brings harmony. It brings truth. It brings a significant increase in health and well-being.
This is astounding. The things that I heard, and I've been taking furious notes, is that 40 years ago, the water was that we drank generally had no memory because of the way that we received it, that it came in. Today, it's not. It's got a memory. What is the memory in that water? I mean, what is it picking up? Because I'm thinking of, you know, I'm thinking of emotions. I'm thinking of people on all the pharmaceuticals and all the things as it passes through their bodies and all the traumas that it, I mean, is this all the realm of what your research helped uncover?
Well, basically, water has memory. And as water moves, the water, your tap water, for instance, in virtually every city in the world, tap water contains water with the memory of everything that it's ever passed through. That means every human being it's passed through.
Mm.
The memory of all the toxicity and all the stuff that's in the water and everything that it's passed by. If you have water sitting in a bottle, a clear plastic bottle in a department store, basically that water, if it has any energy left in it at all, it will start assimilating every person that walks by that water. It'll assimilate the colors that are on the label. It'll assimilate the words that are on the label. And if you want to see pictures of that, go to Emoto's documentation. Dr. Emoto from Japan basically has produced a significant amount of data showing that water has memory. So what structuring does, structuring neutralizes that memory. It neutralizes the memory of all toxins energetically, and it energetically enhances the memory of all nutrients. So if that water has been prayed over, or let's say has the attributes of all the minerals that are essential for life, that all remains in the water and is made instantly available at the cellular level. So I may have missed your question, but there is so much to this, and so much is so important to virtually everybody out there to know that that what these devices do is they emulate nature, the divinity of nature. They bring water into a divine state. And in that state, all you can get is health. All you can get is a significant increase in your ability to see more, to be more, to live more.
And this divine state, this is how the water on this planet was really supposed to be, but the planet, as we grow, as we expand, as there's so much happening, it's sort of like, are we in a balanced left-right spin, or are things like moving more towards the other side of the equation?
Our bodies are in the balance. It's just that we have to have the intention of keeping that balance. You know, we have devices that look at the energy, the biophoton energy of water, and those devices would basically say, when you're out of balance, take your shoes and socks off and walk on the grass, walk on the earth, be
right.
Grounded, because when you're grounded, you are prone to be more healthy than any other way. One of the biggest considerations happening today is that there's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of toxins in the air, a lot of toxins in virtually everything that we use. Everything man-made is detrimental to your health. Think about that. Everything man-made is detrimental to your health and well-being. One of the biggest nemesis that we face today is called electromagnetic energy. Power lines, microwaves, communications, fluorescent lighting. All these things are very, very detrimental to your health, to your well-being, to your groundedness. So, if you look at this, you know, and I say this, virtually every household in the world, the water comes in at the same location as electricity. And it's very, let's say, harmonious to the water and to us. So what we've developed is technology that will bring that into balance. It will actually push back that electromagnetic energy signature so that as you're consuming this water and bathing in this water, you become more in harmony with the truth, in harmony with nature, in harmony with the things that are beneficial to you and to your neighbors and to your family.
You know, and as this water comes in, whether it's got the electromagnetic field in it, whether it's got toxins, whether it's got the structured water that is kind of back to that divine nature water, when it comes into our body, what happens to it? Because we actually excrete the water out. What is it doing in our body? Why is it so important?
Well, think on this. Most people don't realize that everything you eat and everything you drink goes out your elimination system. So what do you think feeds your cells? It's the energy of the food you eat. It's the energy of the things you drink. So structuring does is it brings water into a what we call a lower viscosity. It makes the water instantly available at the cellular level. So the water that you structure goes instantly to every cell in your body. And it cannot carry anything physical, and it cannot carry anything electrical with it. It can carry, however, everything that is good, everything that is essential for your health and well-being, minerals, prayers, a blessing. I tell people with our portable, as you're pouring the water, bless it. It will change your life immeasurably. Or give it some attribute of things that you want to change in your life. Whatever you want to do, but always be on the positive side. Always be on it coming from a space and a place of affirmative, of more, what more is possible. And you will see a significant change. And if you don't see it, the people around you will definitely see you as being different. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say, I mean, if you talk about what's going on today, I did the experiment. Usually I will have the structured water a couple times a week, and I actually purposely, knowing that you were coming on, stopped. And I actually this morning did what we're going to talk about, six times structured water, and just started drinking this morning to see the difference. And it actually, everything slowed down. It's almost like I'm a lot happier for just, you know, no apparent reason. I'm a lot more relaxed and aware. But the other thing is, it's almost like I'm starting, the more and more I do this, and I want to ask you about this, I'm actually starting to see through things more. It's almost like I can see through the first layer of things. I don't mean like seeing through walls, but I mean seeing through sort of like the energetic layer of that first level of, let's say, someone's reaction or something around me or a perception. There's like a multidimensional aspect that seems to be more activated whenever I'm doing this. Plus, I mean, I feel better. I'm drinking just a ton, like my body can't get enough of it. I'd like to kind of hear your thoughts about it, but I definitely have found a big, big difference when I just simply use this structured water.
Well, yes, and you think about it. Structured water is like sunlight. It contains the same energy, It is a perfect grounding tool. So it's like taking your shoes and socks off and walking on the grass. But again, you know, it also is giving you instant hydration your body initially will demand, basically because there's probably many cells in your body that have not had this kind of hydration. So
yeah, some people
so
ever,
your body is
probably
telling
never.
You what it needs. It's constantly telling you what it needs. And when you're at the cellular level, it has access to this kind of water. You're going to see a demand. One thing you've got to know is when you take a shower with this structured water, when you take a shower, basically your body absorbs 7 cups of water in 10 minutes just
wow.
through your skin. So what we recommend is you take a bath with structured water. Because if you have any heavy metals, any influence of heavy metals, which 99% of people on this planet do, taking a bath, you will start, your body will leach out an enormous amount of that toxicity.
Wow. I did not know that we absorb water when we take a bath or shower. That is incredible. I want to ask this question on behalf of Susan. She's asking, how can structured water actually affect consciousness? It definitely, I could see health-wise and hydration, consciousness. I've noticed this. Whenever I drink it, I just feel a lot more present. And again, there's sort of like I begin having just a very different perspective of ordinary things.
Well, yes. Basically, consciousness, it brings you into the now. It brings you into a space of being more aware, more consciously aware. And as your awareness goes up, you become more conscious. And you do it from a perspective of being more the observer than the contributor, or let's say, or the exciter, or the drama. So you become more in that observation space. And as an observer, one of the unique things about structured water is in all water is calcium. A lot of people call it lime, but it is calcium. And what structuring does is it places calcium in solution. So as that calcium in solution goes through your body, it contributes to all the calcium in your body. And everything that needs calcium will get 100% of what it needs. And the places where the calcium is built up, it will start dissolving that calcium. One of the first places that will experience that will be your third eye. Because most people's third eye is clouded over by excess calcium, lack of usage. So as you start using it, you will see more. You will experience things that have evaded you all your life. And I will tell you, I get calls from people all over the world that are experiencing this in a very significant way.
It's almost, I would say, you know, it's like do it, but you know, just prepare for like a different journey as you start unfolding this. I get back to this idea of sort of the sacred sites on the earth, you know, where there's this pristine water, untouched water, where people go for healing. I sort of have that picture in my mind. I think about some of the ancient cultures and all the traditions around water, the baptisms and all these other things, but that was nature's water in the ancient times, and those people understood that at some level. Now, the water today wouldn't have those attributes. Really quick, I mean, the pristine water sites, I mean, is that essentially why a lot of people flock to those places, because of that structured element?
Right. They're called venerated water sources of the world. One of the most understood is Lourdes of France. You know,
right.
And there's many others around the world. Hunza water in Pakistan. People live inordinately long lives in all these locations. And I want to tell you what these structured, our portable structuring device, and you talk about six times through. Every time that you run the water or any liquid through your portable, you increase the biophoton energy, the living life
okay.
that's within that water. And as you increase that, as that increases more and more and more, the water becomes sweeter. The water becomes more fluid. It can go further and do
slippery.
More. And for people that have already are experiencing a disharmony, and whether you know it or not, you know, I mean, these type of devices have a way of bringing about a significant change in your health, your well-being. And your well-being really comes multifold as you start relaxing. And people with various conditions, you know, conditions of itchy skin and having to use a lot of, let's say, chemicals in order to feel comfortable, what this water will do is bring you into a comfortable state in a very, very quick, short order. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful awareness that's happening again all over the world. And I get to hear people's testimonials, their charge about how wonderful it feels to be in a space that they could only remember as a child being.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about some of that. As you, as a researcher and as a really conscious being, your mission in bringing this out to the world, tell me about it. Tell me about where you see this and this journey moving the planet. And then I'd love to get into some things people can be doing, even if they don't have a unit, just to, there's a certain energy about what we're talking about, and I want to move everybody into that. Whether, you know, you are someone who says, you know what, I absolutely want more of this or not, I want to move the energy. Tell me, though, Clayton, about the energy of bringing this into the world and what you see it doing. What is it going to do?
Well, my vision is to make this available for every family, every man, woman, and child on the planet. I'll tell you, one of the first things that happens when this is in your environment is it brings about a sense of peace and well-being. And that peace, that energy extends to your neighbors. It extends to everybody in your community. And when that occurs, and we have reports of this water being utilized in bottling plants for militaries, for governments, for war zones. And it changes that environment of antagonism. It brings people into more peace, into a greater peace, a greater community spirit. And it's a magical journey. It's very significant as an observer standing back and watching it. And I have testimonials and reports from people, again, in some very hostile locations where bringing this water into that presence changes the environment, changes the picture, the view.
Wow. Well, okay. What I would love to hear is your questions for Clayton Nolte. Send them in at uwealthrevolution.com/now. So just let me know what questions you have. Big question, Clayton, a lot of people asking is, number one, what could they do right now? Let's say they don't have any of the units, but they want to get some of the energy we're talking about, this structured energy, this right flow energy, this creation flow energy into their life. What are some things you would suggest? Because there is a vibration on this call. If you guys are feeling it, it's sort of bigger than now. It's really expanding like all of humanity and consciousness to me. It's maybe it's just because I've been drinking the structured water, but there's something very deep about this. What are some things people could do if they don't have a unit to start at least this process more in their life?
Well, one thing is start the process of detoxing. And again,
okay.
A simple thing of doing the turn basically, and it would be turned to the right. You know,
the
toxins go out through your skin. For elderly people, do one turn. Do it once or twice a day as you can, and you will build up and build up and be able to do more and more. But as you do that, it will bring about a significantly less toxicity within the cellular structure of your body.
Mm.
The other things would be to when you're about to consume food or water, to place your hands on both sides of your water and bless the water. Just think of nothing at all, or think of things that you want in your life. Blessing. Bless your water. You can do that without, and what happens to the water in that glass, in that pitcher, in that bottle, is it takes on many of the similar attributes that occur when you structure the water. What these devices do is they give you an opportunity to have this water in your environment without you being in a place of, let's say, joy, of having that prayer instantly at the tip of your tongue. You know, these devices structure the water for you. You don't have to be in a specific state of mind for it to bring about the best attributes. So, but these are just simple things that you can do. There are other things when you do pour a glass of water, you can take a stirring stick basically and stir the water. By causing the water to spin, you create a structuring environment. It's not a balanced environment, but it is structured nonetheless. But that's just a few of the ways of experiencing that.
Yeah, those are invaluable, and some things that people can do instantly, can start doing today. I think the benefit, I think, of having the unit itself, at least for me, is I don't really have to think about it. It's something that's very easy to do. I want to talk about what you've seen, because I know there's a lot of people who report back to you things that have happened. There's people growing different things. You have all sorts of things going on with crops, with animals, and different things like that. Tell me what's going on. What's the latest and most interesting, Clayton, or even just some of your favorites?
Well, the most interesting things for me, some of the most interesting things, we have a research department here, and if you ever get a chance to listen to us, you know, we do have a Clayton's classroom basically where people can ask me direct questions, but you know, and they can through you also. But we do have a research department, and I always say when we get into the really deep questions of what about this, this, and this, further study is always required, you know, because it takes time. And when you're going to document research, that really takes a lot of time. So anyway, some of the really interesting things are, if you eat meat, for instance, and you eat steak,
right?
One of the things we found is that if you take that steak and put it in a plastic bag, and then put it in a tub of structured water, basically a tote. Just fill it with structured water and submerge that steak in a bag or in a plastic container in the water.
Okay.
If you do it for 1 hour or you do it for 24 hours, we do it for basically 24 hours, and it makes the water, it makes the meat and or anything that you would ever do perfectly healthy. Here's the unique thing. Structured water and the structuring energy brings about absolute, brings everything into a healthy state. It does not matter what it is.
Okay. That
it
sounds
can be,
incredible.
It can be pure chlorine, and it will make it healthy.
Okay. Now, that sounds like something people have got to use their better judgment on that, too, because, I mean,
absolutely.
It's, and I want to talk about the mechanism of how it becomes structured, because it's not a filter. Really quick, before we go into that, what are some other things you've seen people do just in the area of their lives? What are some of the things that have come back to you?
Oh, well, virtually every health condition being significantly changed. Anyway, it contains a lot of those testimonials, and especially testimonials that are signed and, let's say, by people that we know that they're genuine. We put them up right now. We have testimonials on growing. If you're interested in crops and animals and all kinds of people stories, and it's and I think for me, probably the most beautiful ones are when people realize the difference in their life, when they come to this place of agreement. That they agree that they can live their life to the fullest without any consideration of pain or suffering or whatever, you know, and just coming into agreement that this is possible. Because for many people, because this technology is not published, it's not in the textbook, it's not in the college. There's nowhere that you can find this information other than on the internet, and the majority of it is in error. So it is, you know, it is a very, it's far-reaching for many people's minds to believe that this simple device of structuring or causing the water to be structured can do all the things that I say it can do. It's a stretch. What I'm looking forward to is when humanity comes into agreement to know that this is possible. And then what happens is you get this massive uptick in consciousness, awareness, knowing, believing, and taking it to the next level, and the next level, and the next level.
Yeah, it's like the 100 monkey effect.
Yes.
Oh, quick question.
You,
oh, go ahead.
One more thing. We have a videographer went out to a strawberry field in Port Wayne, Nema, California, and in that video, it shows a lot of the unbelievable aspects of this. But everything that happens for a strawberry happens for you also.
Okay.
So,
and strawberry plant, oh, boy, I got to know what happens to the strawberry.
a section of a strawberry field that could never produce, no matter what they did to it, no matter what kind of fertilizers, no matter what kind of applications that they put on it, could never produce strawberries with food value.
Okay.
And food value is measured, and you can look on our website. We have all kinds of data on looking at the value of food, BRICS testing. Basically, any food that has a BRICS of less than 10 has no value for the human being.
Less than 10.
And 90% of what you would buy in a grocery store has no value. You can
take it
and BRICS test it. However, you can take that same product, soak it overnight or soak it for an hour or two in structured water, and it increases the food value. When you grow crops with structured water, it makes those crops have a longer shelf life. Tomatoes, you can pick a tomato from that has been grown in structured water and lay it on your table, and it will sit there for months and never rot. It might wither up, but it will never rot.
Wow.
So it brings a significant shelf life. Shelf life is longevity, not only to plants, but to people. So in this strawberry field, when they watered one time, structured water, 48 hours later, the Brix level on this one field went from a 4 to an 8. And that's
double
where
four.
They were. And all the rest of their fields, they were packing and shipping strawberries with a Brix level 8. Within a month's time, all the strawberries, not only the watered ones, but strawberries 1,000 feet out, took on the same attributes as the ones that were watered. And they went up to a 16 Brix.
Wow.
And when they stopped picking the strawberries, 1,000 feet in all directions from the point of being watered where they stopped watering everything, they stopped
okay.
fertilizing and watering everything, everything started producing. And the plants, the strawberries candied on the bushes because nobody was picking them.
Hmm.
And no predator could come and take that strawberry. No, because the energy level was so high.
Wow.
And that's all on video. That's all
demonstrated. Wow. Well,
at that 1,000-foot level, you can see the white flies, just clouds and clouds of white flies. They can't enter in. Disease cannot enter in to the perfect divine envelope.
Hmm.
That because what this does is it puts you in a secure space. It gives you a force field of energy that can't be penetrated by anything other than what you invite in.
Wow, this is astounding and incredible. The question that was coming up for me, first of all, was one of the things you said just as we got started talking about this was that it can actually raise this Brix level of existing food that's already been processed or already been cooked, or does it need to be raw food?
No, it could be anything. It'll raise the energy energetically.
Mm-hmm.
You can raise the energy of even food that is cooked. You can do that with your hands. How many people do you see go into a restaurant, you see people place their hands on both sides of their dish or their plate of food, and they change the energy of it. They make it healthy, regardless of what its toxic condition is, regardless of where it came from. You have the power. One of the other biggest things I want to see is I want to see humanity take their power back. Stand in your power.
Yep.
Know
yeah.
who you are. Have a solid foundation. Be present in the moment.
Hmm.
Because presence gives you that attribute of consciousness that you wouldn't, that takes you way, way, way beyond the current status of consciousness. If you're 120% in the moment and you're talking to somebody or you're listening to somebody, when you're that present, you know what they're going to say before they say it. And I'll bet you everybody that's listening to this call has had that experience.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You change everything and everything changes. Being present, you become the most powerful being on this planet because how many people can do it?
Hmm. And I think what was interesting for me with the unit as I'm using it, we'll talk a little bit about how it works and what it is. It's actually much easier to stay in that state. Like, you know, if a strawberry is creature of nature, doesn't necessarily – have a memory per se like we do, a conscious memory where it can go into the past or go into the future and create anxiety, at least that I know of. But if that strawberry, just by being exposed to the water, is able to elevate to a different level of energy and nutritiousness and disease prevention and all of this, and in its essence it's just being a strawberry, that's what it always is, then there are huge ramifications for human consciousness. How do you see this? I've got to get a little controversial, I guess. I mean, the current status quo or the current way that humankind has been operating and the powers that be, how do you see this sort of fitting in? I've heard you used to actually do some work for different agencies and things like that. I mean, has this been received? Is it something you have seen received well, or have you tried to bring this into sort of the mainstream, you know, big water processing plants, etc.?
No. And the reason is because water processing in this country and pretty much all over the world is a business.
Okay.
And if they, or if the water were clean and pure and healthy, where would the business be? I mean, there's more bigger business in adding chemicals to your water,
right,
than there is in bringing health to the community.
Do you think that's done? I'm just going to ask a big question and see what comes in. Do you think that's done in a way, of course, to keep the water, quote-unquote, whatever they would call them, the purity standards, which it isn't, is it done to affect human consciousness?
You know, I don't want to go down the road of conspiracy, but I'll tell you, you think about it. You know, I mean, if there are people here that are in a community and on a water board or whatever, why do you do things the way you do it? You know, the other aspect of this, and I have to point this out, it is that water, the quality water, the energy of the water is point of contact. It is. For you to experience it and to have it close at hand. Because one of the things, and you talk about communities and changing the water in the community, I have technology that would make the water clean. I mean clean of all the impurities, not only energetically, but physically. And again, where's the profit in that? You know, so... I mean, every time that I go to a community, you have all these filter companies jumping up in arms, you know. I mean, they're making huge amounts of money to filter the water.
Ah. So you, in essence, when you come in, would basically almost eradicate them.
Right. Right. Water softeners. What does a water softener cost today? $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, depends upon how bad your water is. You know, I mean, we could put a system in that would make your water soft, and you never have to add anything. You never have to replace anything. These units have an unconditional guarantee. They last forever. There's no moving parts. There's nothing to ever replace or repair. And if there is, it is a replacement, instantaneous replacement, basically. You just have to make us aware of it, and we send a new unit out. It doesn't happen very often. What's that?
I'm sort of just, my mind is boggling because as I think about the element of water and I think about how it carries energy and I think, okay, so the water that I just did six times structuring on that I'm drinking, and as I basically, this water moves through my system, and it goes, what is it going to do? Because it's now different water than what it was before. What is it going to do as it goes and then continues its path wherever it's going to lead?
Well, first off, it's going to go through every cell that it can before it goes out your elimination system.
Right.
And primarily, once it does that, then it goes down the drain. And wherever it goes, it goes into those processing plants. And you got to know, In the 1940s, virtually every city, every city that's growing in the United States ran out of water. They ran out of groundwater. So they started taking water from, claiming all the water in all the rivers and streams. Then they reclaim all the gray water and put it back in.
Gray water? What is gray water?
Gray water is the water that goes down your drain. Black water is water that goes down your toilet.
Mm.
Gray water is water that's soapy water, drain water, tap water that's been utilized for washing or whatever, and for cleaning and for showering and whatever. That's gray water.
Hmm.
So basically, they're reclaiming the gray water and putting it back into the tap water. And herein lies the quandary. All of science is about the physical world.
Right.
Chemistry. Firstly, every scientist is chemistry oriented. And this is the old paradigm. This technology is of the new paradigm. It's about energy.
Right.
And you take any scientist that is established chemistry. My kind of science doesn't exist. It's a hoax. It's whatever. It can't be. It's impossible. And the reason is because they have no education that can help them cross that bridge. So if they can't explain it, what does that make them? So they cannot, unless they learn about it, they cannot say that it's feasible, that it's real.
Mm.
So where does that take us? You know, virtually every city has a chemistry. I mean, everything is chemistry.
Right.
Everywhere you go, people want to look at what's in the water. The thing about it is all the systems and all the technology out there to make water clean takes out the physical. Reverse osmosis removes the physical. Distillation removes the physical. But guess what? It has no way of addressing the energy.
Hmm. Hmm.
So, most cities, the tap water has been gone through 23 times before it can evaporate and go back into the hydrological cycle, and even then it's still contaminated. But what I'm getting at here, reverse osmosis, the majority of bottled water is RO water, reverse osmosis. Basically, they remove all the physical.
We
see
remove the physical.
The memory of all the physical is still in the water.
So
you consume the water and you add a drop of alcohol to the water. That energetics, all the energetics in that water goes into you, basically is instantly available at the cellular level. Think of all the homeopathy that add a little bit of alcohol. They
right.
add a little bit of alcohol because it lowers the surface tension of the water, making it more available at the cellular level.
Ah, I see. Sea cells can just absorb it straight in. Yes, that makes sense.
So all the contaminants, all the energetic contaminants are taken into your cells. They cannot resist it. All the toxins that are in that water, doesn't matter. Think about it. Every person that's angry, that's handling that water, whether it be homeopathy, whether it be bottled water, every angry person that has a problem, or let's say, every condition, every stress, all these things are taken into the water.
Wow.
And there's the current systems, again, reverse osmosis distillation, does not remove that energy.
Mm-hmm.
It just removes the physical components.
Mm. Mm. Interesting.
Drug drain, however, eliminates it instantaneously. One pass through basically eliminates it all. Two passes increases the biophoton energy. Biophoton energy has to do with oxygen and hydrogen. The more oxygen that you have in the water, the more oxygen goes to your brain. That's all the oxygen you consume goes to your brain. It makes you more energetic, more alive, more awake, alert, enthusiastic. Your ability to learn, your ability to retain information. Short-term memory increases, long-term memory increases.
What happens at six times, and then really quick, and then I want to talk about what the unit is, because a lot of people don't understand, actually, or not really sure what it looks like or anything, and I have one right on my desk, and it's actually tiny. It's relatively tiny, very small, portable, unbreakable. But tell me, like, as you keep going through passes, what happens with the water?
You're increasing the biophoton energy. Bio is life.
Okay.
Bio is light, living, it's living light. Photon is light, bio is life. So you're creating more and more biophoton energy. You're increasing the energetics of the water over and over and over. The more passes, the greater the footprint or the greater the area of energy that is represented in the water. So the more energy, the less availability of toxins, or let's say adversity in the water. So as you and you think about it, you think about people, and I know people, and we have units in places like that live downstream from Las Vegas, where the water gets really really contaminated. So the amount of energy that it takes to make that water sweet again is those six passes. Six passes is equivalent to three house units in series. Because that portable that you have in your on your desk in your hand is equivalent to half of a house unit. And a house unit in most cases, in most places around the world, basically makes the water healthy with one unit. But I'll tell you, there are places, and even where I live in Arizona, I have six house units in to make the water healthy.
Wow.
And it makes it super soft, and it makes it super, it increases our ability to do more, to be more.
It seems to me very clear as I've done these experiments with this. I'm much more calm. My thoughts are much broader, sort of unfettered by lower dimensional and vibrational energy. I'm able to retain more, expand more, think more clearly, have more groundedness. It's really, really, really astounding what it can do. You know, I've heard you talk about, Clayton, the power of water, like water actually being incredibly power-dense when it's structured correctly. I wanted to just ask you a little bit about that as we, as definitely we're getting close to time, and I want to get some questions and talk about kind of how you took all of this, because this is a huge amount of information, and then brought it into a form where someone can actually do this on their own. But tell me about the power of water.
Well, of course, the power of water is the, it's the perfect medicine. It's the perfect food. It's the perfect source of energy. Victor Schauberger put it into one simple statement. One drop of water contains more energy than all the power plants in the world have ever produced or ever will produce. Because when you burn a drop of water, the result is a drop of water. You cannot destroy. You cannot destroy a drop of water. You cannot destroy a water molecule. If you could destroy a water molecule, we would not exist.
Wow.
That's how delicate of a balance this universe is.
Wow. Wow. So as you begin bringing this together, how did you put it together? What is, I have the unit in my hand. I have just sort of this beautiful, you know, it's this plastic, really high density, strong piece. First, why did you use plastic? For a lot of people, they may say, well, that's not something we'd want. But tell me about that.
Well, we use plastic because it's affordable, and it's, and you can duplicate it. You can duplicate it with ease. And again, plastic ABS food grade. The internal flow forms are HDPE food grade. So, and it's malleable. It's something that you can do. You can make. I wanted to make this where every man, woman, and child could afford to have this available to them.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You know, if I were to make it out of anything else, it would be expensive. The other thing is you have to remember that as water is in the dance, it sees nothing. It cannot absorb any toxicity. It's impossible. So as you do the turn in your living room, you cannot bring any toxins in. You're expelling toxins. They're being neutralized or erased from your body. So as the water is in the movement, the dance, and think about it, dance, the movement.
Right.
It's all about movement. When you stop moving, what happens? You start deteriorating. You die. So as you're moving, as you're continually stepping forward, as you're continually, what else is possible?
Right.
Being in this place of infinite possibilities. So as you're continually moving forward, there is no toxicity. It's impossible. We have documents. We have scientific documents on our website that prove that. Because when the water is being structured, it changes the, and I'm going to take you to a science place here, it changes the hydrogen bond angle of not only the water, but everything that's in the water changes. It changes the formula of how things are structured. So calcium, for instance, calcium has a formula basically that all calcium adheres to itself and everything it comes in contact with. When you structure it, it cannot adhere to itself or anything it comes in contact with. So it basically places it in solution. How does it do that? It changes the molecular formula of the calcium. It changes the molecular formula of water.
Back to what it was, back to nature's intended way that the waters of the earth could, should be and would be healing the planet.
Exactly. It takes it back to that divine place where water contributes to the well-being of all things. And again, what feeds your cells and how does the food get to your cells? In 2003, an individual developed came to an understanding of how your cells are fed. And it's called the aquaporin channel. And water coming to that cell can only come at with one water molecule at a time, and it can't carry anything physical or anything electrical with it. How does it get down to one molecule? The tap water that you drink, the bottled water that you drink, virtually everything that you drink, the number of water molecules in a cluster is in the thousands, tens of thousands. Your body has to make that water usable. How does it do that? The 98.8 degrees or 98.6 degrees temperature of your body helps. But still, the amount of energy that your body produces or has to consume in order to make the water you drink healthy, or let's say usable, you could light your house up for a month.
Wow.
In one day's energy So think about this. When you structure the water one time through that portable, it makes that water healthy and instantly available at the cellular level. So all that energy that you would normally expand or expend in order to make the water usable, at least get to the cells, is now available to repair, to do the things in your body that need addressing, that need to be rebuilt. And I'll tell you, you know, people, and you talk about memory. Memory, if you have a scar, for instance,
right?
A scar in your body is memory.
It's true.
Every cell that comes and replaces the existing, that's part of that scar, is memory. It's the memory that cell has. When you consume and start bathing in structured water, what happens is that memory falls away. And that memory falls away, the scar falls away.
Well, I was actually looking at some of the stuff that we, you know, that we got as we researched and as I started going deeper in this journey, and was reading about one person actually had scars disappear and barely even noticeable, another one barely noticeable because of the structured water. And that's just a small bit of the things that have happened with this. Tell me about the units and what they are and how they work, because there's actually a couple different ways that people are using this. I have one way of using it that's incredibly portable. Tell me about each one and how people use them.
Well, the portable is a handheld device. It has a funnel in the top built in. And as the water hits the flow form, which is just below it, and you can tell whether you have an original or dynamically enhanced, because the original has white flow forms and the dynamically enhanced have gray flow forms.
What is the flow form? Where is that?
The flow form is actually a ball.
Ah.
And again, this is simple science. You know, when water comes, what kind of a surface, you know, I mean, it's a technology of surfaces, you know, flow forms. So when water comes against a solid object, like a wall, for instance, it creates disharmony. There's only one surface that water can come to that creates harmony, and that's a circle. A ball, a rock, a stone. So a curved surface creates an atmosphere where the water comes to the curve and it actually turns and goes around. If it's on the right side of a ball, it turns to the left. If it comes to the left side of the ball, it turns to the right. And there is no resistance. Resistance causes chaos, disharmony. In the science point of view, it's called entropy. Entropy causes things to be restricted to stop the flow.
To die, so, right?
What's that?
I said almost to die.
Exactly.
So,
in these devices, there is no resistance. There is a very low entropy. So as water moves through it, it goes into a turn, and that turn elevates the speed that the water is moving exponentially. And you want a really big hit here, it takes that water multidimensional.
Wow. and then as you consume it, it's actually activating some of that in you.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. I've got just a crazy question, but I want to keep moving, so I'll hold off on it. You know, I've always thought water is sort of a multidimensional doorway, and I just yes or no, is that a possibility?
Absolutely. You know,
yep.
And when you get into the study of water, you will start seeing this. And as your consciousness and your awareness increase, you will be more, let's say, and not everybody is going to do this, but some people will become more aware of where the doorways are, where the portal entrances are. And they're always, almost always, where there
in
is
water.
The energy of structured water.
Wow. And these are into other dimensions. We could do a whole show just on that, but I want to, and we kind of talked in the beginning, you said.
So wherever you have a running water,
uh-huh.
somewhere in that, in the vicinity of that running water, there is the potential. How do you enter into that potential? First off, you have to be present. How do you get present? Well, you either walk on the bare grass or the earth for a few hours a day. You start sun gazing, whatever. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do it.
Yeah.
You can meditate. Meditation brings you into that space. I can give you some other ones that aren't so pleasant, but but anyway, yes.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. Well, a lot of people are asking a bunch of questions about, okay, how do we start bringing this into our life now and not only get all the benefits, not only begin to erase the emotions, toxins, memories of the water, but also doing better for the whole planet as that water, that structured water, moves through us as a community called the UWealth Revolution. And this is big, guys, really big. As it moves through those of you that decide this is something you want in your life, it actually then goes through and touches others. And I've heard Clayton say that a small amount of this actually can go in and actually influence larger amounts. So it is definitely one of those things where mass, smaller critical mass is on our side as we begin this evolution, and not just for the benefits in our life, but for the rest of the planet. Clayton, I want to talk about what's available and what you and your team just incredibly diligently put together for us so we could help everyone here who's interested in going deeper into this. I'm first going to explain where it is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/heal, H-E-A-L, water. That's uwealthrevolution.com/heal, H-E-A-L, water, W-A-T-E-R. Tell me what we have. I know there's three different units and different things. I'll share some of what I have here and I'm seeing on the page. The first is the portable unit, and that's option one that people can get. This is what you've been talking about. Really quick, Clayton, with that unit, what do they do with it? How would you use it during the day?
You carry it with you everywhere you go. And everything, you go into a restaurant, what we do, we take it into a restaurant, and whether we drink beer or wine or tequila, it does not matter.
All it takes is if you have a spoon,
if you have a spoon on you know that comes or whatever, you have a spoon. You just hold your little finger over the outlet of the portable, so that nothing can run through it. And you take a teaspoon, and you take a teaspoon of water from your drinking glass.
Okay.
And you just let that, and you release that into your coffee, your wine, your tea, your beer, your mixed drink, and you make all those things instantly healthy.
Oh, my
instantly
gosh.
Instantly non-toxic, just with a few drops of water.
And I want to say this, this does not need to be replaced. This is not something that runs on batteries or electricity or wears out, correct? I mean, it is like the divine. It's just eternally self-generating.
Right. And so, if you're taking a bath and you don't have anything else, you can just take it into your bath water and just move it back and forth in the bath water, and it'll make the water soft and healthy. It'll make your... And you get into that tub, you will feel, and you might try this. You might feel the water before and then run it through and feel it after, just for the experience, just to be able to say to your friends and neighbors and family, Wow, yeah. What an experience. Wow. I want to hear those wows out there.
Yeah. Well, okay, it's at uhealthrevolution.com/heal, H-E-A-L, water, W-A-T-E-R. And if you scroll down, there's a picture of the unit, and so you can actually see what it looks like, what Clayton's talking about when you actually just run water through it and then what comes out. The next piece is actually, that's option one. Some people said, well, I want to take a shower in this. I want to actually use this every day because, like you said, your body absorbs so much. Okay, what's the benefits of now going beyond just the portable and into the shower unit?
Well, the shower unit, of course, gives you that where you're actually bathing in the water. And again, in 10 minutes' time, your body will absorb 7 cups of water. So, but the other thing is, it is people that have a shower unit, and they put it on their home, they may run out of hot water. So because once you get in it, it's difficult to get out. So we have many people that carry shower units with them into hotels, and pretty much in a hotel, you know, the really nice ones, you have pretty much unlimited hot water. So
yeah.
Anyway,
wow.
So that's the shower unit. Basically what you do is you unscrew the shower head in your shower, and you screw this on, and it has receptacles, it has the full instructions of all the possibilities of how to use it, and you screw it on to the shower arm, and then you can put your shower dispenser back onto the end of it. It has all the everything is right there and full instructions. Anybody
wow.
can do it. And the showers are, like I said, it's a wow. One thing
wow.
that women will feel right off is their hair will be soft because this water is soft.
Mm.
Now, one thing I'm going to say to you, a lot of people want to prove that. They want to prove it chemically. If you take the water before and have it chemically tested and the water after, you won't see very much difference. So it's not a chemical change. It's an energy change.
Energy, yeah. Well, we know that here. That's
and
definitely...
It's the energy that your body lives on, thrives on. It's the energy that raises your consciousness, your awareness. It's all about energy.
Yeah.
And we are truly all coming into an energetic world, a new paradigm. And for us to be ready for this change up, we really need to be more, let's say, present, more available, more observer than in the physical.
Yep, and again, I noticed this.
As part of the package is a mini shower. It's new to the market. This is brand new. It was since we went into automated manufacturing, we made this available. And it was one of the original size of units that I made when I first started doing this. And it is significant. It has a perfect pattern. It's small, unique, and it is, I believe, in your third package is a trio pack.
Right. Oh, really? Okay. Yes.
Which contains the portable, the shower, the regular shower, super shower, we call it, and the mini shower, and the mini shower is a gift.
Okay, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/heal, H-E-A-L, water. And all of the information is there about the different packages. What actually is there? Deb just wrote in, she said, I've been studying water and health for 7 years, and I can tell you without a doubt, the health benefits of drinking structured water are nothing short of amazing. Uwealthrevolution.com/heal. Heal, H-E-A-L, now. And what's interesting to me, Clayton, is like when, you know, I get to be around a lot of some of the leaders in consciousness, and I see people using this in their own lives. I get to spend some time with Rika Zimmerman in Austin, and behind the scenes, she had one of these things, and she was using it. And so it's just a fascinating thing when so many different leaders in the field, I know you were on another very popular show, Healing with the Masters, are living this. It just tells me that there is something big going on that people are moving into. And so our mission, again, whether this is for you or not, is to say, people are sending me these, people are telling me about this, I see it now where I go, you know, and hanging around different people who are at the cutting edge. And I say, okay, we've got to work out a deal, a way that our community, if it's right, can have it. And if not, I know there's a lot of ways that you can begin changing the energy of your own water, but to be present even to the consciousness that this water that we're using and drinking and receiving can hold, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/healwater. And the first package, option one, if you want to get the portable unit, is a $359. You can get it. There is a guarantee on the unit itself for life, so it's something that you're going to use once. It doesn't need batteries. It doesn't need filters. It doesn't necessarily break down ever. I heard Clayton say one time you could probably drive a truck over the thing, and it'll just continue to give you what you want for now, really, as long as you have it. Option two is the shower unit. If you just want that, that's the same investment, and that is something you can add to your home shower and use. Option three, actually, you get both, and there is a very cool bonus there, which includes the portable shower units and some other things there, and that gives you both. That's option three. And I want to say this, we actually are totally doing free shipping with Clayton's company, so we've been able to negotiate that to save you some money, because this is a hard manufactured product with a lot of science, a lot of technology, a lot of costs associated with it, so we know it is more of an investment in yourself than maybe some other things, but the difference, again, is this is actually something manufactured, so there are costs involved in doing this and shipping this, but there's no shipping through Sunday. This Sunday, May 19th. So if you are interested, we've got about 4 days of no shipping, and that's a huge break in price as well. Clayton, any thoughts or anything else you want to share about this as we're sort of going through this incredible process with you?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, that everybody that joins in agreement with me and this technology, you know, will be extremely benefited. And I would like someday to hear from you all, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of say that with a little bit of hesitation because my staff sometimes reels with the amount of information that comes through. But when it is testimonials and it is that place where people start experimenting. We had a young lady recently put six times through structured water into a gallon jar and put it in the freezer. And the patterns that ensued in crystal clear water, ice, and it had this really beautiful pattern. I think it's on our website, but it's
wow.
And I'm just looking for more people to demonstrate what you know, what comes to their mind, and be able to reproduce the significance, possibly in a video or in a picture or in just a testimonial, because like I said, it's going all over the world, and we are getting a significant amount of feedback, and it's
wow,
it's really exciting. It's absolutely
yeah,
beyond exciting. It's heartwarming, exciting, brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah. Well, people are asking about these units versus maybe some other versions, the dynamically enhanced. So are these the dynamically enhanced? Tell me about the enhancement that's taken place, maybe even different than the one I have. I think the one I have is not the is probably 6 months from 6 months ago. These are different, correct?
Yes. Basically, the dynamically enhanced, I pursued an avenue of enhancing the units, and where we really come to this is because we're dealing with, let's say, we joint venture with fertilizer company, basically, that does enzyme fertilizers, which are natural organic fertilizers. They increase the food value, or let's say the growth of a plant significantly. Structured water by itself does the same thing. When you add the two together, you get an exponential outcome. It's in one of our statements, in that is 1 + 1 = 4 or 10.
Right.
Basically, there's the outcome is significantly more than either one can do by itself. So what I looked for was materials that could be added to the flow form that would bring about a significant increase in the not only the biophoton energy, but just the energy itself. And I looked for materials that would address chlorine, because people were still able to smell chlorine. And again, all these adversities that are in water is about energy. The more energy that you can put back into the water or raise water up to, the less adversity, the less taste, the less condition, the less toxin. And primarily it comes down to taste, because the toxins themselves are neutralized. But there's always possibly some residue taste in the water.
Right.
So as we increase the energy, we remove the majority of those tastes, those flavors. But the other really big one for me is the energy, the unseen energy of electromagnetic energy. And this significantly addressed that. And electromagnetic energy not only occurs in cities, virtually all I heard somebody just recently in a large community, I think it was Denver, they have 700 and some odd cell towers, cell phone towers. And every one of those, and all the power lines and all the stuff, you know, it just can, and all the motors and all the energy of a kitchen, you know, all these things, they not only affect the water, they affect the water within. And when you are drinking structured water, bathing in structured water, what happens is your body starts building up a force field that cannot be penetrated unless you invite it in.
Well, we just had Anna write in. She says, actually it was a lot earlier, but she says, I have 3 of these units. I received them a couple days ago. I'm experiencing releasing of emotions and trauma. I love these. I highly recommend. Thank you, Clayton and Darius. Wow, for someone who may have like an older unit, is it enough of a, I guess, difference? Like for me, should I go and get one of the newer units if I have an older structure unit? Do you find the results to be pretty significant?
You know, the older units work just fine. They are, you know, they really do. You can look into your unit right now. Is it white or gray?
Gray.
It's gray. Well, see, you have the latest version right there.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So,
oh, okay, great.
So, you know, there's so much more magic to this, and I wish we had more time.
I know we're running out.
I mean, because really, I mean, there are things about that gray ball, that dynamically enhanced unit, that people really need to know. You know, if you just take a spritzer bottle, let's say a bottle where you can spray,
Right.
And you structure, say, six times through water and put it in that spray bottle.
Okay.
For anybody who is disoriented, and we got this from a clinic. A lady called in on when we do Clayton's classroom, and she said she works in a clinic, and elderly people come in and they have trouble standing up and maneuvering around. She would just spray their crown chakra just above
their
head.
Oh, my gosh.
With this water, and all in within seconds, they're fully capable, fully in charge, fully aware.
Wow. Wow. It's at ualtrevolution.com/heal, H-E-A-L, water, H-E-A-L, water. A lot of testimonies, a lot of things on the site. A lot of people actually using it with plants. You know, plants kind of have just this neutrality, like Clayton said, the strawberries. One lady, Pamela, I just want to read this. She said, I started giving some structured water to my plants. I gave my indoor plants a little drink. 3 days later, I noticed the leaves had turned a dark, vibrant green. Not only had the leaves changed color, but the texture of the leaves had changed as well. The best way I can describe them is they had become turgid and strong. I was astounded to see such a result in a short period of time. There have been stories, Clayton, I've heard you say about some cats living a long time, I mean, all sorts of things that boggle the mind with this stuff.
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm really open to hear more.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Clayton, thank you so much for being here. I know you've got to run and get back to so much of expanding this work. I want to thank you and just thank you for being here. Any final words for the group?
I'm looking forward to our further conversation and expanding into possibly some of the other products that we do. I know you asked me the question. You know, there's so much to this. You know, there's so many details. And you can check out our website, naturalactiontech.com, and it'll provide you a wealth of science. Some of it may be mind-boggling, but nonetheless, there's a lot there, and pretty much something for everyone. So join in, and I'm looking forward to doing this again with you, with you all. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Clayton. Very fun. Very cool. All right, that is Clayton Nolte, the researcher and inventor and a true consciousness pioneer, somebody who is expanding the envelope for people all over the world through the portal. You heard him say it himself, this gateway of water. And, you know, it surprised me as I learned about sort of nature's water and the divine structuring of water and what it was originally intended to do for us and through the planet and how it's changed, how it's not what it used to be, and how we can bring it back into that divine form. And in essence, it's pretty easy. We just have to do a few things and then consume it, and literally goes to work doing that. And not only helps us, but helps the rest of the planet. So there's a bigger mission to this. There's a much bigger story. You hear Clayton kind of wanting to get into it. It goes way down the rabbit hole, but we want to just know if you want the rest of the story, you may just want to try one of these, and you'll start opening up to things you may not even be able to imagine. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/heal, H-E-A-L, water. I do not have one of the shower units, and I'm going to get one today, actually, so I can use it, you know, and take baths and my family. And so I want to definitely take part in this, not just through drinking it, but also letting my family bathe in it, especially my young kids and my wife and everyone here. So this is what it's about, and I'm so glad we could bring this to you. I want to get some questions really quick that people may be having. The portable unit is, I believe, someone's asking, the colors. From what we know, it's only available in white. A lot of people are just reporting back that they would love to get it. They're excited about it. Okay, very, very cool. It looks like I've still got Clayton on the line. I'm going to ask him a few questions. Clayton, I just got a few quick questions that people were asking about. I was about to pull off, but can we get a few questions answered?
Sure, anytime. Yeah.
Okay, we got one person asking about European systems and sort of, I guess, the shower unit, the size. Is it available for European systems? Valerie in Belgium.
Yes, the shower unit as it is works on all European. It's the threads are not metric, but they are close enough to work. They do work.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. Sandy's asking, what about the effect on water with chlorine and fluoride in it? I think we did answer that, but she might want some more.
Waters with chlorine and fluoride, they're toxins. Fluoride is a poison, and chloride is a poison also. So they're toxins. What happens when you structure these toxins is it energetically neutralizes them. Chlorine primarily turns to a gas, and what we used to experience with our original unit, a lot of times where chlorine was really prominent in the water, when it turns to a gas, that gas is lighter than water, so it rises to the surface, but it's heavier than air. So if you were pouring a glass of water, you may smell the chlorine on the surface of your glass. I used to tell people just blow on it and it goes away. And then people start talking about chlorine gas. Well, there's not enough gas to affect you, you know, in the water. You'd have to be in a really big big slurry of chlorinated water. But anyway, even in a swimming pool, and we have a swimming pool, we do use chlorine occasionally in order to keep the algae from growing. We have a structured water unit, and everybody, even just putting your hand in the water today, the water is silky smooth. It is, and it's so inviting. And I tell people, if you put this on your swimming pool, you'll have to build another swimming pool because everybody who gets in it will want to stay in it. And you can spend all day, 24 hours a day, and you'll never have any irritation from chlorine, even if it's in the water. Because your body, again, your body takes on a shield. It prevents all toxins from entering into your cellular level.
Wow.
It does not matter. You can smell it, and you can have people dumping chlorine in on the other end of the pool or even directly in front of you. You can smell it. And you do know when you smell something that's toxic, it affects you. But if you're drinking structured water, that effect goes away really, really quickly, almost instantaneously. Because every cell in your body is being inundated with that shield of health and well-being. The only way that it can affect you is when you invite it in. And here is another part of the story. If you're in fear about anything, you're inviting it in.
Yeah.
So again,
yes.
I say, I'm looking for people that are in agreement. In agreement of the infinite possibilities of your health and well-being, of you being alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
Yes.
Always. Always.
Thank you, Clayton Nolte, for being here, the work you've done and you're doing, and it's just my honor to be able to expand this and bring something that I've been using and that people in this community, some of the leaders have been telling me about, sending me, and also I see them using it, and so it's just my sincere thanks that you were able to work with us and bring this at an affordable level for just about everybody, and even for those that it's not for, give them some suggestions so they can understand this and even begin that structuring water journey on their own if needed.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to doing this again with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clayton.